This is Sarah C. Berger from Kotzebue Elementary testing the kindergarten kids. Now we shall start. What is your name?
Claudia.
Claudia who?
Claudia Mary.
Who's your teacher?
This is my babe.
What grade are you?
Kindergarten.
Okay, you look at that picture there and you may tell me what you see in the picture.
Small airplane.
Okay.
Two cars, snow globe, dogs, people.
It's Lucy Hadley's story.
No.
My name is Lucy Hadley. They want me to tell a story. I do not know much about telling a story. I was born in 1891 or 1892. That's a long time ago. That is the time the people did not know of the white people or of white foods. And also at that time, my parents and I lived at Ipnatjak, which is called Deering now. Lulu talked of how they lived here in the summer and winter. I am going to talk of how we lived in the summertime over at Deering. After staying here for the winter, my father would take us to Chores Peninsula for the summer. My father would take us there for seal hunting. Many people from all over would go over for seal hunting. When the ice breaks up, there would be a lot of town crows and herring jumping where there are a lot of white cracks. Through the cracks, the people would hook for town crows and herring. The people would work very hard to get a lot of fish. They would get a lot of other food to mix with the seal. Sometimes their diet is mostly of seal. And they get tired of having just seal, so they try to get some more other kinds of food. In the fall time, my father would bring us to Pewaulik River to roam and hunt for ptarmigan and ducks. The families that were there are Ivisov, my husband's family, Gorok, and my parents. They did not know about white foods then. Also in the fall time, my father would bring us to Alokinagan, which is between Deering and Kewalik. After staying there for a while, we would go on to Deering to get stakok, or food for traveling, from our storages. From Deering, we'd go down to the ocean, where the ice is not yet broken from the ground with skin boats. They would load all the stuff in the boat. The dogs would pull the boat along the beach. When we reach a good place, we would leave the boat close to the ground and camp farther out on the ice. From there, the men would hunt for seal. They would bring in a lot of seal every day. After catching a number of seal, the men would haul the meat to the ground where they put them in storages. We would follow to get wood from land. One time in 1904, while we were sleeping, the ice cracked from the land. When we woke up the next morning and when the seal hunters came home, we broke camp and started for land. There were a lot of families there, even some from Deering. There was an old lady by the name of Nipsona, Bama's mother, who was blind. The people held her and helped her through the broken ice to the safety of land. They all were happy they made it. When the ice goes out and in with the tide, the incoming tide pushes ice up and there are little fish like sardines that swim along the beach that the people have fun catching. They are very good to eat. After a big catch, the families would play games. People would come from Deering also to be in the game. Racing with skin boats was one of the most exciting games played. Honaluk and his family was there. he got married to someone from the Kobuk area by the name of Atorik. During the evening, us younger kids would play on the broken ice in front of the camp to see who would fall into the water. John Douglas was leading us that one evening. Ewan was last. He fell into the water. We laughed a lot about it after that. In 1905, we went up to the flat to hunt for ducks and eggs.
I bet you never heard this one.
In that same year, we got our first teacher by the name of Mishikau. At that time, Asugak and Kutnik were teachers here at Buckton. Asugak and Kutnik were also teachers before coming to teach at Buckton. They built a home at Campbell when they were pastors there. They taught at Ikeaurok for 2 years, but had to leave because the teacher's wife was always getting sick. When they left in 1910, there were 75 rangers at Sawik, and a man by the name of Sokanya drove his reindeer from around Wales to Narvik to live up there. His son was old enough then to help with the herd. Not too long after Sukunya's parents went to Narvik to live, they left their reindeer with the herd here when they went up.
Okay, Maya.
They later came back here to live. The reindeer herd stayed with the reindeer, never staying in the village. Even in a stormy weather, they stayed with the reindeer. Whenever we are going any place, we'd put everything on whatever we are going on. Wood, ice, anything we need at the place we are going to. Even though it's stormy out, it would be really good to stay in the tent. In the springtime, we would bring the herd down to the flat to let the female fawn down there. They didn't even have marks on the reindeer. The herders were not like the ones these days. They would watch the herd really close. One person would watch them in the night, and when morning comes, another person would come and take over. They had a law. There would be no gambling or no drinking. If the herder did not follow this law, the government would take away the herd. That law was a strong one. Now the herder can do anything because they took the law away. I talked of how they lived at Deering and also talked of how we got the reindeer. The Laplanders came and wanted to mix their herd with our herd. After talking it over with the herder, they finally mixed. Later on, the herders or the people who owned the herd sold them to the Loman Company.
Playing up.
There was hardly any white foods here, but there was flour. Whenever we got any flour, we never mixed it with anything because there was hardly anything like salt or soda. When we are going to cook it, my grandmother would pick leaves from the edge of the creek and cook them in water, then let us drink it like tea. She then would let us mix the leaves with the flour and oil, and we'd have something like hotcakes. When we have hotcakes, it would not be much. It would not be a big hotcake. We would have to cut the pancake in half. My brother and I would have only half each, and still we would get full from it. That's the way it used to be when we first got some white food.
Read loud in here.
And the whites had some pity on us. When we couldn't get lots, they gave even a little bit to us. Your mother told about how everyone would help each other out. Whatever they caught, they would divide it up. between everyone.
Okay, thank you, Maya.
Not leaving anyone out.
What's your name?
They would tell us the younger ones to help out the old people. They said that if we helped,
in kindergarten,
we would have a long life. And if an older person scolds you about anything, you should listen and not talk back. When we listen to God's word also, we would have a longer life. I talked of how we used to live in the summer in Deering and how we used to work on the herd.
Watching. Airplane. Snuggle.
Tell me about this picture.
Building. Dairy Queen. Buildings. Kids. School. Dog race.
Now, Brian, down. Did you learn anything in Eskimo in bilingual? Tell me what you learned. What did your Eskimo teacher teach you? Anything. What did you learn?
Okay.
Do you know anything? Okay, Brian. What's your name?
Rhonda.
Rhonda who?
Rhonda Mendenhall.
What grade are you?
Kindergarten.
What's your teacher's name? Mrs. Nixon.
Mrs. Nixon.
Rhonda, I have some pictures here. I want you to tell me about the pictures. Can you tell me about this picture?
There's a car right there.
Good.
There's a lot of people and dogs and a son.
Good.
There's a lot of people and there's a house up there. And they're lifting that man up.
Good.
Yeah, there's a lot of boats and a lot of grasses and big pool of water. There's a house and boat and water and a lot of houses. And there's a tank, and there's a lot of grasses.
Now, Rhonda, I want you to, did you learn anything in Inupiaq, in your bilingual classes? Huh? Do you know some?
Those ones, two things?
Anything. In Eskimo, do you know anything in Eskimo? Anything.
What?
In Eskimo. Anything you know in Eskimo? You know anything
Macaruna?
In Eskimo? Read loud, say it.
Macaruna.
Anything else?
McLoon in the next.
Read it out.
A toy shop.
Do you know anything else? You know anything else? Okay, thank you, Rhonda. What's your name?
Pat.
Pat who?
Pat Shabbat.
Talk loud.
Pat Shabbat.
What grade are you?
Kindergarten.
What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Nixon.
Pat, I'm going to show you some pictures, and I want you to tell me about these pictures, okay? Can you tell me about this picture?
House.
Okay. Look at the picture closely.
A house. A gate. A tank.
Tell me about this picture.
A boat.
Yeah, from there you can talk, okay?
Water. Kids. I forget. House. Snow. Truck. Dogs. Snow goes. Plane.
Now, Pat, I want, did you learn anything in Eskimo, in your back, in your bilingual classes? Tell me what you learned. What did you learn? Yeah. Tell me what you learned.
I forget.
You forgot? Oh, okay. Wait a minute. What's your name?
Tim.
Tim who?
Timothy.
Timothy who?
Timothy Snyder.
What grade are you?
Kindergarten.
What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Nixon.
Okay. Tim, I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to show you some pictures, and I want you to tell me about the pictures. Tell me about this picture.
There's a...
Talk loud.
There's a snuggles.
Okay.
I think it's a snuggles duck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, snuggles duck. And then...
Talk loud over here. Get closer.
A snuggles duck and a snuggles nest.
Anything else?
Okay. Car.
You're doing good.
Pick up. Snow. People. I don't know what's on a
fish paper rock, I guess. You know what fish paper rock is?
Hmm?
You know what fish paper rock is?
I guess houses.
Now, I want to know if you learned anything in Inupiaq in Eskimo.
Yeah.
What did you learn? What did your bilingual teacher teach you? Did you learn anything? What did you learn? Tell me. What did you learn?
I forget.
You forget? Try to think.
What?
Say it.
John.
What you said, Hugo, what did you just say?
Houses.
No, in Eskimo.
No.
Okay, there's anything else?
One.
In Eskimo. You don't know it? Do you know anything else in Eskimo?
No.
I know it's hot in here.
Quit. Quit.
What?
Quit.
Quit? Oh, good.
Something started. Almost started. Quit. Nose.
In Eskimo, you know it. Okay, anything else? What's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa who?
William.
What grade are you?
In kindergarten.
What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Nixon.
Okay, Lisa, I'm going to show you some pictures and I want you to tell me about the pictures first in English and then in Inupiaq, okay? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to tell me about the picture.
Town.
Talk loud.
It's a town.
Okay.
McDonald's.
A little loud.
McDonald's.
Oh, there you are.
Fairbanks.
Real love.
Fairbanks. Hotel.
Real love.
Hotel.
You have to talk loud.
Kids. Playing. Snow. Dogs. Jump. Water.
Now, Lisa, did you learn anything in Inupiaq? Anything you want to tell me in Inupiaq? What did your bilingual teacher teach you in Inupiaq? Anything? Anything else?
Sesama.
Okay. What else?
Kulit.
Uh-huh.
Daddy Manavu.
Real loud.
Daddy Manavu. Daddy Manavu. Kinnock. Ali.
Real loud.
Adigak.
Good. Anything else? Anything else? little out?
Napaktok.
Anything else? Good. That was good. What's your name?
Jamie Lee Turner.
Hello. What grade are you?
Kindergarten.
What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Nixon.
Jamie, I'm going to show you some pictures and I want you to tell me about these pictures, okay? Tell me a story about the pictures. Can you tell me about this picture? Can you see it? Not too well? Let's see if we can do this.
That's a cabin.
You need to talk a little bit.
That is a cabin.
Anything else?
There's a boat there. And there's water. And there's a can. A big can. And there's another can at the side. And there's a garden. And there's a pipe where the smoke goes out.
Good.
And there's windows. And there's what? There's grass. There's lots more houses. And there's a sidewalk right there.
Okay. Does that look like a sidewalk? That's a trail, huh? Must be a trail. Now, Jamie, did you learn some Inupiaq words? Did your bilingual teacher teach you Inupiaq words, Eskimo words? Let's hear you say them. Anything you learn, any kind of, can be numbers, it can be colors, it can be anything. It can be your name. What? Anything in Eskimo.
I don't know. I can't remember what that one is. I know what, Ictos. I don't really know. I know it.
Well, say them. Okay, say it again.
Talimatwawuk. But I know one thing.
Okay.
Ichaklat. Talimatwawuk. I already said that one.
Do you know anything else? What's your name?
Janet.
Janet who?
Janet Littleton Williams.
Janet Williams? What grade are you?
Kindergarten.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Nixon.
Okay, Janet, I'm going to show you some pictures and I want you to tell me about these pictures, okay? Can you tell me about this picture? Tell me about this picture.
There's lots of people in the boat.
Okay, good.
There's lots of kids in the
boat. You need to talk loud.
There's lots of kids in the ground. There's lots of boats in the water. There's lots of house. There's lots of house. There's lots of people. lots of cars. There's lots of snow goes. Lots of dogs.
Anything else?
They're racing.
Good. Anything else?
There's lots of people.
There's loud.
There's lots of people.
Okay. Good, Janet. Now I want you to tell me what you learned in Inupiaq in Eskimo. Did you learn anything in Eskimo? Do you know anything in, how did your bilingual teach you in Eskimo? Do you know anything? Miss Sakpe Lunina, she never. You need to say the name about in Eskimo.
Eskimo?
Mm-hmm. Your colors.